Oh.
It's okay. Good to see you. Okay, good to see you. So, we're talking about various mitzvahs, which the Rambam calls them dinim. It's a very strange thing. The question is, what is a mitzvah? What's a din? And what's a mitzvah say? So we pointed out that all the mitzvahs from Resh Lamed Vov until Resh Mem Ches and mitzvah say, in the original Arabic, it says Shurano, and the Rambam calls them a din, except for one of them. Shurano, even though it's not recorded in the original or in any of the translations, okay, there are two words. The word the Rambam usually uses for tzivui is alma, okay? And the mitzvahs of din evikneini, din ashoyel, din shei mechinam, din shei mesocha, he uses the Arabic word shurano. Okay? In fact, we'll come just to get you started. There's a tshuva from the Rambam's great-grandson about this issue. Okay? I'm not sure how to translate it properly. But tshuva tzadihei in tshuva of Yeshua Nogid. Okay? Now, you can claim that maybe, you know, he didn't know what the Elder Zayda was talking about, but, you know, I guess he knew something about Arabic. I don't know, so I read it. Sheila. Ma hefresh ben al tarshria le alma. Vim yesh benem hefresh lo mekitzom be mitzvah achas. See, the problem is Tzadihei is offhand an absolute strange mitzvah. Let's just get ourselves into it. So I'll just tell you as we go on, we'll see Tzadihei, and we'll see the Arabic on the side, and we'll see what's going on here. V'mitzvah achamesh v'tishim, I'm reading a Kapach translation, but, you know, Hatzivui shenitztavinu before is the doim, and it says alma, okay. And then he says kloima, and then he says al tashia, al shrano, which is more the word shrano is something like hiro or teira, okay. In fact, I was told by an Arab scholar today that the Arabs use it for their Koran, okay? It's some type of hurrah, and it's not necessarily, it might have religious implications, but not necessarily Jewish, okay? And he translated Kapach. I was told translated Shurano, maybe Ater Shenitan Lonu, or hurrah, Shehoyrolon or something like that. He translated Kloima Hamishba Chenitan Lono. And then it continues Lodun Beisim Hadinim of Haforos Adonim. So he says, Rabbeinu Shelem, what is the scoop over here? If they're two different words and they have different meanings, so why would the Rambam choose in Mitzvah Hey to put both of them together, okay? Now, if you recall, that's in the mitzvahs at the end, he doesn't add alma, it's just lemosho. Resh lamed vav, resh lamed hey, that's the Evik Kanani. That's hu al tashia al di shrano b'din evit k'naini. And that's, even though Kapach translated tzivish navinu, here it's not alma, but it's shrano. In every single one, that tzivish nizah b'din chayvul o b'chaveiroi, it only says shrano. and there's no Alma at all. Okay? So the person who asked the question, or he was asking himself questions to give the answer, whatever it was, I don't know exactly what was the story was, but he's asking that he can understand there's a difference, but if there is a difference, why would you put both of them in the same mitzvah, which happened in Hafolas Nedarim? Okay? Hatzivut Shnitzavino B'Hafolas Nedarim, okay, which is Alma. And then he learns, then he has Shrano, it's the Hiro Shehilalonu Lodum B'Eisim Adinim. That's the question which he asked. It's a reasonable question, okay? So he says, V'im Yesh B'Neim Hefrish Lo Mekibsom B'Mitzvah Achas B'Mitzvah Sarihe. Oma Atzivit Shetavino B'Aforis Nedorim Kloima Hachuko Shechokach Lono. Okay, I don't know, chuka, chokach lonu, or teira shehir lonu, or mishpat, whatever it is, but it's a loshin of a, you know, an ordinance, hurrah, or something like that. That's what I was told. Okay, say that. Tshuva. Hatzivui, alma, hu, hatzivui, hechrechi mechayiv. There's no out. Okay. Vachuka, yachrano, hitzivui shebahaskomo ve'eno hechrechi. Okay. You have to know this is the translation in Arabic. I have the original Arabic for me. I have no idea how good the translation is. But the most important thing is not hechrechi. Okay. V'zebor. That is no question. So, but if you take that stand, okay, then it becomes even zanier, if you excuse the word. How do you put both of them in the same mitzvah? It's a mothershach. Either it's a tzivui hechrechi, or it's a tzivui eino hechrechi, okay? But tzivui baskama, but you notice something, and this is very important, because the Rav used to say over from father, and the truth is, I always tell you, I'm not sure if it was the Rav or father, because the letter which he didn't publish, which he writes at the father in his own name, okay? But when he said Shurim to us in the apartment, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he said this from father. Then he said, Mitzvah say, Acholot Beth Misaydina for Mitzvah Leisaseh. The Mitzvah say, could be Inyoni Atera, but Mitzvah Leisaseh is Surim. But you don't have to have necessarily a commandment to do something. You could have a mitzvah say of inyone atera, and that's what he interpreted the mitzvah of tuma were. And we'll go with tumas nevela, tumas mes, we'll talk a little bit about them as we go on. Okay? Beseda. That's all very nice. But the problem is, as I told you, in Sherish Ches, the Ram is very clear that the word mitzvah in language means a command. Very, very clear. Okay? So, if you notice, Yeshua Nogid is not denying that, because he says there are two types of tzivuyim. He says they're both a tzivuy. Hatzivuy hechrechi mechayiv, that's alma. And then there's achukihi hatzivuy shebaskom aveinu hechrechi. But he says the word tzivuy. That's very important. V'zebor. Asher she'ela lo mokibso b'mitzvos tzarihei b'aforos nedorim. What's the scoop? Da she'esh lo kavona b'zeh. Okay. Here he has no mitzvah. He doesn't say the gehelta from Taten in name of the dog. He doesn't. V'hu, he's been speaking Yiddish anyway. V'hu she'aforos nedorim hi chuka. Avol hu hischil b'chuka shelo yoimu she'achuka eino tzivui. Chizek es advorim v'yomu atzivui shenitztavinu b'aforos nedorim. Kloima ha'chuka shenechkak lonu kavanosi b'chol mokoim shehi oime chuka hi gam kein nikos tzivui. Kivan Shihi Mitzvah Saseh. And he's saying, it couldn't be a Mitzvah Saseh if it wasn't a Tzivui. And you shouldn't make the mistake that it basically is only a Hurrah, that it's not a Tzivui. Aval Mitain Bibitui Chuka Mishum She'enu Echrechi. So he used the word Shrano to tell you that it's not Echrechi. But he just wants to show you that even though he used the word Shrano, it still is a Tzivui. V'tia Mitzvah Zu Me'ein Binyan Av L'kol Mokrim Shu'oi Mechuka She'id Tzivui. Anytime it's a Shrano, it's a Tzivui, but it's not a Tzivui Bechrechi. Okay, we'll say this.
This is the first place you could have said
it. I assume so. One second. You see, okay. Now, I had here, did I put this down here? Did I take the footnote here? One second. And... I think so. I think what you have basically is he could be, he has it in another place. One second. I had this also. He uses it. But I think it's not before, if I'm not mistaken. You check out, he points out in one place, Hillman, that's he put out Frankel's album. The notes are very confusing. But, Yeah, it is. Yeah. He has, it's also Kuf Ches, Kuf Yudalet, Kuf Tesvov, Kuf Yudzayin, Kuf Mem He, Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Sari, Reish Chaf Aleph, Reish Chaf, Reish Chaf Aleph, Reish Chaf Gimel, Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed He, through Reish Mem, Vov, and Reish Mem Ches. He has this in the note over here, in the Stiyunim Tzarihei. Okay? So it happens to be the first one, okay? But you have to keep in mind that is not the whole scoop. Because I pointed out, sometimes the Shoshim uses the word, what do you call that, in Sherish Yudbeis, and in the beginning, say we can go back and see if it works out throughout the case. This is what he says, okay? And it's amazing to me that the translators don't, really deal with this, okay? Say that. So that's what we have. So the chayre is, we're trying to say that a be'etzim is a mitzvah, okay? And we remember we were working hard last week about one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam explains it with chayvel that the Rambam has a tzivu. Okay, good. The mitzvah chaylo, and that it applies to other things.
I didn't understand what things. What was the problem in terms of all these mitzvahs? It says. Shalem. Why do we come up?
What Shalem? We're saying there's no Shalem. I don't know what you mean.
Saying that the Torah says if this happens, you have to pay. If this happens, you have to pay. It's a din tashlumen. The Torah tells it, it's a din tashlumen. So why that doesn't qualify as enough of a tzivu? You need to come on to kashir osa keni osa. Why is that the key? Every parasha tells you, you do tashlumen.
You see, the question is, who is the mitzvah on? Okay. So, if the mitzvah is on the person who pays, so then maybe your point is well taken, okay? but it's not clear that that's the scoop, because the Ram used the Lashon many times, Lodun, B'dinei Shoel. Okay.
So, and then you're saying it's difficult to say that the Lashon is...
See, I could have heard... Let me just tell you one thing. See, the strangest thing is happening over here. Okay, now let me explain to you. If you would have asked me, I could imagine the Ramban, because the Ramban counts all these mitzvahs from Reish, from Reish Lamed Hey until the end, all the Shranas, he counts them in mitzvahs. He doesn't disagree with the Ramban. So he's not bothered. So he could have said, because the Torah says that Tzivui, that this guy should pay, and that's the mitzvah, and Shomer Yisrael. Okay. However, open up Tzadi Vov, Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, Kuf, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet, Kuf Hey, Kuf Vov, Kuf Zayin. Let's stop there for a moment, okay? What is the mitzvah? See, here you'd be completely confused to say what the thing is. And the truth is, it's Yafochu, okay? Because when it talks about Eved Knaini, and it talks about Shoel, and Shemesach, Shemechinom, whatever it is, the Ram used the word Shana. And here, when it talks about Tuma, he says Alma. And right after, maybe, you know, see, I could have imagined something else. Not because it necessarily is the first one, how far is the dough, and maybe it's a combination of that, but maybe he's setting the stage for what he's going to do in Tzadi Vov, Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, etc. And he just says that there are mitzvah she'ein achrechi, but they're basically tzivuyim. So then he took the liberty of saying that I can say that that the mitzvah tuma, which is basically shrana, I can call it also alma. And maybe that's what he's doing as a hakdoma. You see, I'll tell you something, okay? You see, it's not clear that there's rhyme and reason the order the Rama puts the mitzvahs, in the mitzvahs, okay? It's not like the chinuch that is based on parshas. It's not necessarily based. There are some types of groups of mitzvahs, but you can sit and talk about it, okay? It's a very interesting discussion. But a priori, there's no relationship between Haforos Nedorim and Tumas Nevela. And why, after Haforos Nedorim, Tumas Nevela is quoted. And, you know, you can tell us, you know, it's a sequel to Tzadi Dalet. And, you know, he talks about Nazi, and then, he throws in the Chiyuv of Kiyum Nedorim and Haforos Nedorim. It's all very nice. And then he goes to Tuma, you know, okay, Beseda. But he could have said, Fakelt. The Rama wants to set the stage because, you know, the truth is the most difficult of all the mitzvahs that he's dealing with, and to put in the minyan mitzvahs, is the mitzvah of Tuma. And he might not even want to say clearly that it's Shrana. And he's only to raise Shrana when he's not in such a shaky ground. But, you know, because the Ramban himself, the Ramban knocks all these out. They're all out of the minyan mitzvahs. Tumas Nevela, Tumas Mes, Tumas Sheret, Tumas Shechazera, Tumas Yoledes. It's all out! Out! The question, what's the mitzvah?
Is Yeshua Nugget saying every shrana is an alma? Is that what he's saying?
He's saying every shrana has an element of alma in it. So it's not, he's really trying to tell you, because he said one, what he's basically saying, you know what he's saying? He's saying that one would have made the mistake in learning like the Mormation and saying that Shrana is in Yoni Atera and it's only a Ra and it's not a mitzvah, name! It's also a mitzvah. That's the point. Okay? That's the point. But you see, what's amazing to me is if you're not sensitive to the Arabic, you're not sensitive to the... And you can be sensitive to the Arabic and not sensitive to the issue. And, you know, it's a combination of so many different things. And I'll be frank with you, my expertise in Arabic is very, very, very... I don't think it's... You know, you give me from 0 to 100, I think it would be 0.0000001 or something like that. I'm not sure. I think I'm being generous to myself, okay? But the mind that I had, okay, and the many times it happened, I was bothered. For example, to be very frank with you, I was working a lot on Shemitah, via Shemitah now, and I said to myself, oh, but the Rambam, and what he's, the way he phrases the mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs, it just can't be. It just can't be. It can't be. It can't be. So then, and I saw Kapach translates it the way that everyone asked. I said, what's going on here? So I said, Hilma makes a note. And then I spoke to the Arabic scholar and he told me, you're right. That's not the proper translation. Okay? See, you know, and he told me all the translations are be'erich. Okay? Just keep that in mind. They're all be'erich. Okay? So, all I'm just trying to tell you is that the Rambam is trying to tell you there's another type of mitzvah, which is a tzivui, and that fits into his discussion in Sherish Ches, that every mitzvah is a command. And he talks about language, there's positive commands and negative commands, and it's all a command. And in a long discussion about language, and even quotes an Arabic scholar, linguistic, I pointed out to you, an Arab wrote a pirush on Aristotle, and he quotes it verbatim as a quote in Sherish Ches to prove this issue about language. Okay? That's what he's doing. I mean, I just see you could tell me Sam Akrifa, but the Shtek Ram, what do you want? Okay? So, the language is important over here, and he's trying to make this point. Mitzvahs kishmo kainhu. And that's what I told you again and again. That's what the Ram quotes, and he wouldn't quote the Tanchuma if it wouldn't be correct. Because the Tanchuma says, even though he says it's derech drash, the Ram says, kol eva ve'eva ta'ase bi mitzvah, or kol yoim ve'yoim, oim me'al ta'ase bi aveira. The derech drash is that the eva is not speaking, and the yoim is not speaking. But what's lamito shotera is that the tzivuyim, and isurim, and mitzvahs, and the shirano, even though it's not a mitzvah in the a mitzvah echreches, but it still is a mitzvah, it's still a tzivuyim. That is the point, okay? Okay, ready to go on? I'm not just getting, that is the point here, okay? And that's a major point. And that, I think, is that's what he's trying to say, Rabbi Shua Nogid. But I think the pshat is, as the Rambam's introducing it over here, to tell you, and he's not even ready to, you know, because if you would have asked me, and everyone should say, if the point is that it's a man and mitzvah echrechi, if you would have picked between shemrim, or mazik, or niske behemo, or mavi, heve, whatever it is, to call it Shrana, or call the mitzvahs Tuma Shrana, everyone want to pick mitzvahs Tuma to call Shrana. And the Ram does just the opposite. So I think the answer is very clear, because the Ram doesn't want to give you a piss compare. But he's introducing it with our first Nadom.
There's no difference between those two categories, the two groupings?
I know, the question where it's... They're basically the same, that the mitzvahs min haminyan, but basically is the chiyuv Or is it just a law, which is something like a command? We have to understand what the word command means exactly. He's simply saying that.
Shechita, you don't have to shave.
Yeah, so that's the problem. The Ravid basically, one of his hasogis, the Mi'in HaKotze, he knocks Shechita out. Because he said it's not a mitzvah. It might be an Issa, Lav Bo Mecha Aseh, but it's not a mitzvah. Okay?
But in our frame of reference now, it's fine because...
Yeah, but the problem is the Rambam doesn't write Shrana there. Maybe he means Shrana. He doesn't write it, but he doesn't write Shrana there. So he could have said, but in my opinion, it's not true. Maybe I'm wrong, okay? You could have said that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Shechitas Kochim is also assumed under Shechita, and it's not two separate things. And he could have said that that's why he says Alma, okay? But I don't believe it, okay? Because I think if you learn Sherish Yubayz well, I think Shechita that he quotes at the beginning, it comes under Teres Achatz and Teres Oshem and Teres Oilo and Teres Hashlomim. And it's not Kilu part of the mitzvah Shechita. That's what I would tell you. But I'm sure someone could have said that. It sounds mamish, you know, quotes Machos Hashem in the beginning. Shechita, Ros, is it two things? The one thing is it Dos? You know, I know the all the Torah, okay? It's all Dos Tate Rambam, okay? It's very artificial, okay? It's trying to use a known issue in Rishonim in which you have no really evidence that the Rambam is working this way or that way to, you know, to answer a question, okay? You know, it's like, you know, it's the half-baked tater, okay? When you want to see something that the Rambam, or the state Rambam, and I don't believe it, because I think the Rambam has Sherish Yudbeis, and he puts in Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, and Samach Vov, you read them again, especially when he talks in Sherish Yudbeis, when he mentions whether Teres Achat is Teres Oshem, he talks about Zvicha, so it's very clear that Zvicha is part of Teres Achat is Teres Oshem. Okay? So I could have sold you that, okay? But I want to be honest. Maybe that's my downfall or whatever it is, but I think if you're not honest, you know, all I can tell you is that, you know, honesty is very important, and I mamash and learned the lesson from the Rav. In so many different times, in so many different ways, he could have said a shiur for 2 hours, okay? In 2 hours into the shiur, didn't stop in 2 hours, and someone raised their hand or something like that, and asked the question, but Rebbe, why don't you say like this? And the Rav could have said, without a beating of an eyelash, what you said is better than me, everything I said for the last 2 hours should be thrown out, and this is where we should go. And that's what Terry's about. Terry's about Emes. Not about, you know, the framing, the Talmud, and the beautiful picture, and the Rembrandt, and whatever, you know, okay. You know, that's very artificial. Okay? So that's what I'll tell you. I would have told you that a priori, Shechita should have been a Shrana, but I'm not sure how much the Rambam uses, you see, we have to go through each one of the cases, but he may use Shurana in the opposite way. And that I'd like you to investigate that. He may use Shurana by itself in something that, from context, you might have said there's a Chiyuv, and he's telling you that it's not. And for Kelt, in those midst of the end, that you might have said, no, what? He says it's Shrana. And he's not exposing himself to anything. But here, if he do it, he'd be exposing himself. And he's just giving you that dhamma that it's all the same. That's all I would tell you. But we have to, if you want, I didn't prepare that, I can do this next week if you want. I have to go through all these kubchev, kuyadal, all of them right away. Okay? I just see them. Okay. But it's very clear to me, you know, and the Rambam we'll see is very apologetic about the mitzvah's tumah and why he counts it. Okay? And he has to be apologetic because it don't make no sense. Okay? Because you see, I'll tell you something.
Even in terms of Shrana, it doesn't make sense?
Even in terms of Shrana, you could have, in other words, I would have said that these are certainly, I would have sided with Moshe. It's not in Yoni HaTeira. Okay? It's only in Yoni HaTeira. Okay? Because, you see, what the Rambam's doing and not even telling you anything about, which is borders on the mad, okay? Because the Rambam in Cherish Bays basically tells you that mitzvahs are Torah Shebikhtav. And any drosha, if you give me this, and the Rambam's not denying the efficacy of you give me this, you give me a draisa. But it's not Mefush and Torah Shebikhtav. And the Rambam himself says in Pirush Mishnayis that Yigibu Midas would need to Lamoshe Misinai. Oh, that was a laboratory, the Rabbanu Shemei Chazal to Terbatera. But Yigibu Midas, after they're finished and done, if it's not a Pirush and Makubu Moshe Rabbeinu, all you end up is a Torah Shebalpeh. A Torah Shebalpeh is not in the Minyan Mitzvahs. So even with a tzivui derech Torah Shebalpeh, that's not Minyan Mitzvahs. You didn't see with Torah Shebikhtav. So good. Call the mitzvah of Nevela, Shrana, or you can call whatever you want, okay? But where's the tzivui? And how does he do this trick?
Nevela is Matame.
That there's a tzivui in the Torah to say that Nevela is Matame. Who's the tzivui on?
What the Rambam is saying. I'm saying we have. You have
okay,
to
you
know
what say? Okay, good. So we'll have to see what. This, okay. We'll go and see. But you see, there are two ways of interpreting things. Okay, there's one which is intuitive, and the one is apology. Okay. The apologetic approach is, after you're faced with something, the question is, how do you fit it into a system which it doesn't fit in? Okay? So you're telling me, oh, das steht in der Tera, das ist Zivui. Okay? I didn't see it, das steht in der Tera. If someone had told me differently, I would have been able to live. You see, what you usually like is intuitive approach, that this is the way I have to say, or this is the way I should say, at least.
That's why the Rambam is being Marish here.
Okay, but I understand that. But if he's just saying what you're saying, the apology is very, 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 very weak. Okay, well, let's see. Okay, we'll continue. Okay, you got the point. That's the point here. Okay, so it's very clear. I would tell you the introduction over here in Rambam of putting tzadi hey before is telling you this cloud that every shrana is also a tzivui, and he doesn't want to give you the inch to tell you that all the mitzvahs tumah are also shrana, and he calls them alma, okay? But we have to understand what the mitzvah is.
Is hayrah more shrana to beledin?
You see, I'll tell you something. You see, I can understand, okay, shrana and lodun, that bezin is done with something, and bezin does something, okay? See, if you recall, I mentioned to you also the Rambam at the beginning of Sherish Tess, and it's not really out of the purview of why he does that. Because, some of the Goyim say that Sichlius and not Sichlius, that's not the Rambam's bag, excuse me, okay? But the Rambam says in the beginning of Sherish Tess that all mitzvahs fit in four categories. They're deis, there are pulais, midais, and amira, dibu. Okay? Midais, I think, emotional things or characteristics. Okay? Deos are certain thought processes. Pulais are very clear, and amira is also clear. Okay? And interesting, the Rama puts tefillah as amira. Well, that's the mitzvah. It's a very interesting thing. And he doesn't quote in Sefer Mitzvahs that lev, any posse that has to do with lev is not quoted in Sefer Mitzvahs. That's just interesting idea. Just if you're looking at it, you know, he's okay. Now you have to take my ask off. Okay? So now, so you have four categories, okay? So if you ask me what the mitzvahs of Shem Esoch, Shem Echinom, Lodun, or the Din, Lodun, so I can imagine that it's a pool, it's on Bezin to do it. I can imagine such a thing, okay? But when you talk about the mitzvahs of Tuma, what's supposed to happen? Which category to put it in? Is it there? What is it? Okay? And what are you supposed to do? Okay, well, see, listen, I'm just trying to tell you. You have to, because the Rambam is very clear that all mitzvahs fit into these categories. And I'll tell you in one sentence what he's trying to do. Because the Rambam Shita is, Kefil Alavim is not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? But that's only the same as one Inyan in Inyan HaTorah. If you have two Lavim and two separate Inyanim, it's two separate Lavim. But the Rambam says, I think, that if it's the same Inyan, but if the Lav would be formulated once as a Pu'ula and then as a Deya or as something else, that itself would make it a separate mitzvah. Okay? But that's not our Inyan now. Because that's what he's talking about. That's what the Sherish there, it's introduction talking about the Sherish. Otherwise, Bechal, you don't know what he's talking about. But he doesn't say it explicitly, but I think that's what he means. Okay, but say that. Okay. So now, let's now take the horse, the bull by its horns, and move ahead. Okay? Now, the Rambam mitzvah sarivov. Hatzivui shenitztavinu lihiyois hanevelo metamo. I don't know what you have there. Does it say that?
There's kolish nongea benevelo tamo.
Okay. Now, one second. Sarivov. Alma, yeah. You see, I don't believe the other translation. See, he says Kapach has a note over here on 67. He says, it's not wrong. Ach shafti v'choshuv she'odi v'choshav v'choshav is שעודף ורוצרי מכל הבחינוס לתאגן קלושן רבנו במיניונו הקוצר. ולכן תיגמתי עתו אס כולם באופן זה. So I really can't tell you. I probably should go back to the Arab scholars because something's going on over here. You know, what is the literal... He doesn't tell you, hello. You know, he doesn't tell you what the literal translation of the Arabic is. He just says that he had originally translated Betumas Nevela, but somehow the Minyan HaKotze, he decided to change his mind and retranslate it, but doesn't say which translation is better. Okay? So I have to get back to this. Okay? Okay, now. So we have Lios and the Veil of Matambo. The Minyan HaKotz says, Leo is called Nogea, bin the Veil of Tome. Shenema, Bechiyomus, Mira Behema. And that's the Pasuk. Or that's the Rai in Tereshe Miksav. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Shah Avos HaTumos, Hilchos Shah Avos HaTumos, Yesh becholom sholish mitzvah say. Vizeu pirdon. Say he's mefaret. Din tumas nevela. Din tumas sheretz. So he's saying betuk mechol shrana, and he's saying it's a din. It's a chukah. The din. But what the din? And what must it do? And that's probably what ticked off the Ramashin to say that it's in Yonei HaTorah. But what's the mitzvah? So now, we have a Bishua Nogid behind us, and we basically have some type of framework to think about things. But I think this by itself is an accomplishment. You know, it's not clear that this was, you know, that's, you know, the plain way that someone learns. The thing over here gets this because, you know, I'm... Okay, next. Okay, now we're somewhere at least. Vihinani, now I'm going to continue now. With the Ram now starts the apologies. He starts before. V'mitzah zu kolelis tumas nevela b'chol dinero. Okay, that I pointed out last time. Okay, if you would have asked me, I would have said, nivlas eftoho, and Tumas Nevela should be one mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs, I would have said. Two mitzvahs, okay. Okay. So you have two options. You could say that Tumas Oif Toho is here. You have no proof about it. You don't, you know, it could be. It's a little difficult if you quote V'chi Yomus Mar Behema in Mina Kotze. Okay. And here, he doesn't really quote a Pasuk, okay? So we're not, you know, he doesn't commit you with anything. In Mina Kotze, you have a problem, correct? Is there a Pasuk here? Now, I don't know how to say this because I don't know, it might sound like almost kafir. I don't know if it's like kafir, it's just very odd. You know, if you want to also, I didn't prepare to talk about this today, but it occurred to me just now. The Rambam does something very odd. This October to say the Taharis. Okay? When he talks about the Ovis in the Vela, I think he says there's one Av that's only Kilo Drabonon. Okay? Or something like that. Or he talks about an Av which is Drabonon, and I think he calls Nilasev Tor. So somehow, I guess, if he says Drabonon, or Midivisevim, well, that's not Pshat and Posik, and maybe it's a Drosha, Ich weiß gar nicht. But then I assume it wouldn't be Minyan HaMitzvahs. If you're ready to say that Nivlas Eftor is Din Torah, then you have to put it in Minyan HaMitzvahs and put it over here. That I would say is the issue. If you want, I'll check it out and get back to you about this, okay? Okay, so you just let me know. You know, I gave you a whole list, you can send me what you want. I don't want to get off the topic. But it's certainly a very interesting thing, because he doesn't say nothing, correct? But if you know the Ram Pirush Shnayis and Taharis, and you know this, you know, Efshe Zokter Epis, maybe saying something, okay? Or maybe his not saying is his omission is commission, okay? Next. V'hinini ato maski hagdomo. Asher roi shetiskereno b'chol ma shizocher l'kamo mimini atumis. Okay. V'hu shezeh she'anu moinin kol minu min minatumois mitzvah saseh. Okay. Okay, mitzvah saseh is in the original Arabic. It's the word mitzvah saseh. Okay. Ein inyonoi she'anu chayovun hitameh betumazu. I'm not telling you it's an alma. Okay. Vegam einor mushovin milihita mebo she'os tiye mitzloisase. Which I point out is very strange. He doesn't have an isa asay. The only way it could be mitzloisase. Okay, but say that. We'll have to see about that. Okay. Elzeh. Now, the word Tela also in the Arabic is something like Shirano, Al Shira. Okay? El Zesha Tela Omro. That's what he's using the word, Esha Tela Omro. Ki Hanogea Bemin Ze Nitma, O Shidova Ze Metame Berefinkach, even Natsu Nagia. Lemisha Noga boy. I don't know what that means exactly. Misha Noga boy. Zemetame. Birth and Kach. Maybe more. I don't know why. Tafka Noga boy. Birth and Kach. I assume it might be length of the tumor, the type of tumor. I'm not sure what he wants over here. Klima. Okay. Now he's getting. Now is a klima. Okay. Klima hadin hazeh shenetzavinu bo. Okay, and here he's very careful to use alma, even though it don't make any sense. Hadin hazeh shenetzavinu bo hu mitzvah. As he says, hu mitzvah. That's the in the Arabic. It's heivav, I guess that's mehu, mitzvah. So that's in Hebrew. It's a mitzvah. This alma is a mitzvah. This din, hadin hazeh, is a mitzvah. Although the din is a mitzvah. So there's nothing different between this and what he says in the part there are mitzvahs. Because it's din, tumas nevela, or that's a mitzvah. Whichever way you slice it, because you just said that, correct? Now, so until this point, we know nothing. It's at this point, we're back to square one, with the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos at Tumas, and he says the mitzvah is Din Tumas Nevela, correct? Derech Agav, I could imagine it's safe on mitzvahs that it's not included, but Mishneh Torah, the first two parakim of Avos HaTumas are Nivlas Behemah, and the third parak is Nivlas Oif. So I could have imagined that that was the same, that it's the mitzvah Nevela. Chesed, I'm not sure, okay? But what is the mitzvah? Now he's very careful now. V'hu She'onu Oimrim Shanogeya bekach beofen kach nitma umi shohoye b'matzav kach loy nitma. So the loy nitma is also part of the mitzvah, correct? Hello. Correct? Did he say that?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't.
What I do?
Didn't do anything. No. He says that, correct? So the mitzvah is that she'onu oimrim. I don't know who are we. She'onu oimrim. Okay. And I'll tell you one thing. I think if someone's going to take this Rambam and say that the category 4 in Sherei Tishi that this is a mitzvah from Amira, I think he missed the boat. But I can't tell you 100% because I can show the Reis about it. But I don't believe that's the case. Okay? Correct? You can disagree with me. You don't have to adapt to that, you know. But it's not that he is Nitma, but even that he's not Nitma is also. Correct?
This sounded like Havdalah to me when I was looking at this. It sounded to me like Havdalah Simon Ladun B'Simon. It sounded like...
I don't know. Okay, wait, it sounds... One second. I don't know.
It's a multiple.
Okay, one second. Vahistamus Atzmo. Vahistamus Atzmo. And the Etzematumo. That means the Maisa, which is Metame. Or the modus operandi becoming Tumo. It might be not to... whatever, I don't know if Shechiva is a Maisa, not a Maisa, I'm not getting involved in that. The Stamus Atzmo Dovo Sherushus Imotze Mistame V'imotze Lo Yistame V'loshe Sifu V'losno Tigo Yocho Im Noga Odem V'losno Tamalo Ima Titamo Yochli Muro Odom Nevela Yelich Vitamelo Tamaloy with Bosna. Okay, so have you any issues? Okay. So what does he want with this? So here I would tell you that the Histamus Atzmo, he's telling us not to do the mitzvah. That's not what we're talking about. The mitzvah is the din. The etzem atumo is mishus and b'chal that I'm talking about. It's not even a mitzvah. Okay. What?
What do you mean etzem atumo?
The two that he, when he's tomei, when he touches the nevela, or he doesn't touch the nevela, and becomes tomei through the nevela, or doesn't become tomei, that doesn't do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ma she'onu imrim shenogei b'kach b'kach tomei v'nogei b'kach b'kach to. Okay? But the etzem atumo, he's proving to his kohanim that someone's going to come, a chokhah's going to come and say, nay! You don't have it straight. So you say, you see from Teres kohanim, that's not the way to go. But you know, you notice what he's doing. He's not proving his point that it is a mitzvah. He's just proving... Once you accept his passion is a mitzvah, he's telling you what the mitzvah isn't. That's what he's doing. Correct? Is that okay? Now he goes again. Okay. See, that wasn't enough. We'll go, we'll have to go, we'll continue. How are we doing?
It's now 7 or 8 before 9.
Oh, so we just have to pick up next door. This was it. But mitzvah who? Hadin! Again. This whole thing is a maima musga. And you shouldn't confuse yourself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You really have to skip. This is a parenthetic phrase just to tell you what you shouldn't do. But he's now continuing. But mitzvah who? Hadin shenitztavinu bedinim elu, and then again, here he did something. Okay, now I want to show you something. Val mitzvah eldein alda sharano. So now he's ready to let the thing out of the box. Okay, after he bangs it a few times. He's ready to, you know, to let you know that there's a shrana over here. Okay? So he says, V'amitzvah hu hadin asher nitztavinu b'dinim elu v'ne'malonu Ki mi shenoga bezin nitmo benasa tome v'chayiv, and then he goes on and on. He says v'chayiv bo v'chayiv ma shechayov matmeim Lotzei schutz l'machne shchina. Ushlo yochal kodesh. Ushlo yigaboy. Why is he talking so much? What? In other words, if a person who touches the nevela goes into mikdash, he violates two isurim. It's an isa. What's the assay and what is he telling you this now for? What does it do with anything? Ushlo yochal kodesh. Ushlo yigabo kietze bakach. Vizehu atzivui. Kloima. Hey yoyse nase tomei. In Nogam min zeh, o im hoya bikilvosa beifen kach. Now he doesn't say the negative, but I don't know if that's important, okay? Uzcho inyan zeh, b'cho min mimini atum. Because this kilu is the machteach, and if you understand, you got it, or you missed the whole story. And this is amazing, and he uses shan. He's ready to let the cat out of the bag. Okay? Now where are we staying? What time?
4:02.
4:02? Okay, let's stop here. But let's pick this up. But I think this is a good start. The reason why I want to get involved in this, understand what the mitzvah of Eved Kenani is, with the din Eved Kenani. Okay, say that.